Today we welcome Leroy Van Dyke to the Classic Cafe. Leroy, glad to have you on the show today. And I know that you are celebrating 60 plus years in the music business.
Well, I'm into my 60th year. I'm right in the middle of fairly close to the middle of my 60th year.
Fantastic.
And I haven't got any smarter. I'm still running up and down the roads like a rabbit.
Well, you know why that is, don't you?
Why?
Because of the Auctioneer song and Walk On By and being on the top of the charts and being a great guy that your fans love to meet.
Well, I'm glad they're with me all these years. I tell everybody that Auctioneer got me started in the business and Walk On By kept me in the business. Because after the first record, there was a kind of a five-year dry spell and everybody thought I was done, but I wasn't.
Absolutely not. And again, halfway through your 60th plus year here, the Auctioneer's song has been contagious all this time.
Well, they don't seem to get tired of it. And the shows that we play, particularly at the state fairs and the county fairs, we have people there from 6 days old up to 95 years old. And they all seem to like Auctioneer.
The Auctioneer's song reminds me a lot of Patsy Montana's I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart. It doesn't make any difference what kind of music you love. When you hear the Auctioneer's song, you smile. Is that what you see when you perform that song for your audiences?
Pretty much. I remember, of course, it's different. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody is an auctioneer. There have been a lot of them that tried to do it, but they weren't able to do it. But I remember... we were the first to take country music to Al Hertz Club to Bourbon Street in New Orleans, and I remember one night a lady came in wearing a fur coat and a lot of diamonds. It's diamonds dripping all over, and she sat there with a confused look on her face for a while. And then she started smiling, and then she started tapping her foot and tapping her fingers. After the show, she said, "I don't know what this is, but I like it." and that's all I needed to know.
Do you find that your audiences stand up and applaud for the Auctioneer song?
Many times they do, yes. Keep in mind that the people who listened to Auctioneer when it came out are now old people. If they were 40 years old when Auctioneer first came out, they're not here anymore. If they were 30 years old, they might be here. But if they were 20 years old, those people are 80 years old today.
Well, they're standing up on the inside, Leroy.
But they do stand up and applaud when the show is over, yes.
Absolutely, because that's the kind of show that you produce. Country Gold is another asset on your bio. You've been touring the world, actually, with Country Gold with a great band. And then you can mix in other great country music artists just to the venue's liking.
Well, that the Country Gold Tour was a product. My wife runs our office. She does everything in this office. She books all the talent. The Country Gold Tour was her brainchild. Country Gold Tour, by definition, is a package show made up of classic performers who have had million-seller records or a lot of number one records or massive television exposure or, in a few cases, just so good that you can't ignore them. And Gladys puts those shows together. She's produced those shows in 24 states and 4 foreign countries, and it's a very popular format because there's no downtime. I come on to open the show with my show, and then I step off the stage and come back and MC the rest of the show. And my band, I carry a 7-piece band, and my band backs all the other acts. It's a fast-moving, professional presentation that everybody likes.
And you have performed at the Iowa State Fair year after year after year. I don't want to say you've always been at the Iowa State Fair, but many years you have been.
I've played there so many times I don't remember. I do know that I think the first time I played the Iowa State Fair probably, I don't know for sure, probably was in 1961. And then periodically I've gone back, and in recent years I've gone back every year. through quite a bit of different management changes, but the fans stay the same. We show up, we do a couple of shows there in the afternoon, and we always have people there. The only thing that changes the attendance is if it's raining, it changes things, and if it's extremely hot, it changes things a little bit. But if it's a normal day, normal temperatures, no rain, we always have thousands of people there, and they make us feel at home, and I feel at home in the state of Iowa, and I feel at home at the Iowa State Fair.
When I listen to our listeners talk about you as an artist, you are a piece of their daily life. They feel like they know you, and many of folks that I know do know you. And, of course, they say, well, he's just from Missouri. He's just across the line. You did spend some time in Nashville as well and moved home and took up another one of your passions that you, well, you didn't really let go of it. You just built it even bigger, and that is mules.
Yeah, we raised mules. They're only four things I wanted to do professionally in my life, and I have a background for it. I grew up on a livestock farm in Missouri, livestock and crops, and I went to the University of Missouri in animal science and agricultural journalism. I worked for a newspaper for 3 years, and that's what I was doing when I got my first record. Well, having said that, there are only four things I've ever really wanted to do. One is to sing. One is to sell, one is to write, and one is to raise livestock. And I have done and still do all four of those things. So, we raise mules. I'm out of mules right now. We had a guy came in here and bought everything we had and then sent them to Central America, to Belize, wherever that is. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I think it's where peaches come from, but I'm not really sure, Leroy.
Really? I'm not sure of that either.
Check your local grocer. They can tell you where that's at.
Okay.
I want to talk about your longevity in this business and your perseverance as well. Obviously, you built a great foundation to propel yourself forward. But in reading your bio, you and your family, as when you were a child, put in 650 acres of corn in 1 year.
Yeah, when I was a little boy, we had mules and tractors. This was back in the 30s. I'm older than a lot of people think I am. I was born in 1929, and by the time I was 6 years old, I was driving mules in the field. By the time I was 7 or 8, I was driving an F-20 tractor in the fields. And today they'd put my parents in jail for doing that, but it was a great training ground. And I remember 1 year back in the 30s, 1936, I think it was, we put in 650 acres of corn with two teams of mules and two-row planters. That's a lot of planting day after day after day. We'd start planting about the 1st of April, or if it was an early year, maybe the last of March, and still planting on the 4th of July. And in that particular year, it was a dry year, and we didn't harvest one bushel. So you have to be prepared for the vicissitudes of life if you're a farmer. And my dad that year cut a lot of the corn for silage, put it in upright silos and trench silos in the ground, and then some of it he just turned the cattle and hogs in to eat it up. So it was a pretty tough year.
So do you believe that farming was your father's passion in life? Is that what he had planned to be?
No. My dad wanted to be a doctor. A lot of our family tree will tell you that we had some ancestors who were missionary doctors, and went overseas as missionaries and also doctors. A lot of them were professors and teachers back east. The branch of family that produced our family came here, I don't remember what year, back in the 1800s sometime, and became farmers. But he wanted to be a doctor. He was not able to do that because my grandfather was not well. He had tuberculosis. And my dad was doing a man's work by the time he was 10 years old. By the time he was 13 years old, he was not only doing most of the farm work on the farm where he was raised, but also hiring out to the neighbors for wages to help buy groceries and to have money on hand to take care of the rest of the family. So he was, by the time he got through that period of his life, it was too late to go back and finish high school. He just did 8 years in grade school in the country schools, and he figured it was too late to go back and do high school, pre-med, medical school, and everything that it takes to go to become a doctor. So he became a farmer, and he also was the premier pioneer truck line operator in this part of the country in west central Missouri. He started hiring out and hauling items and goods and commodities with Model T Ford trucks. That's when he started. And so I grew up not only working mules and driving tractors, but I also grew up driving trucks, moving furniture, hauling freight, and hauling livestock.
So when you're out in the field with the two mule team putting seed in the ground, there becomes a rhythm. And you're talking about 650 acres. You got up early and you went to bed late. Do you think that that rhythm of planting and being in the sunshine and weathering all of the elements made you a better songwriter or a better singer? Were those things in your mind as you did those chores?
I don't know that that made me any better. If you're a singer, you make your living with your voice. That ability comes with the head. And you can't change it much. If you don't have the genetics and the sound in your voice, then it's difficult to do anything with it. However, whatever you talent you have, you can train and learn. My dad was the best bass singer in this part of the country, in this neighborhood around here. I learned to sing at an early age. I liked to sing. I sang in churches, sang it in school. I sang in the mixed chorus in high school. I sang in the University of Missouri Men's Glee Club, and I sang in church choirs in college. And I liked what I was doing, and I sang when I was out here on the farm. That's all I did. Out on the tractor, I was learning songs every day and singing to the top of my lungs.
Okay, then I have to ask, what were you singing? At least one song that you can remember. What was it?
Oh, I don't remember just one song. But I've sang a lot of songs, but I would listen to the radio, and I would learn those songs off the radio, and I'd sing them. But I sang a lot of songs. I sang country, and I also sang a lot of big band stuff. KDRO in Sedalia, Missouri played a lot of big band stuff back then, and I learned that too. So I like a lot of different kinds of music, but I chose to zero in on country music is what I like the best to do, to perform.
So can you give me more than one song that you remember singing?
Oh, I could go down a list of 50 of them, I guess, if I got time to concentrate. But I did some of the old Sons of the Pioneers stuff, and Gene Autry, Back in the Saddle Again, and Hank Snow's Moving On. And all those songs, but I did a lot of different songs.
Very good. Great to feel you there out there on the farm, even as a child. Now, I see that you're not letting anything stop you. Your roster is filling for 2016.
Yeah, we never have slowed down. I'm the only one of my age group. Looking around me, I find that most of my compadres have passed away or they've quit because of infirmities in their health. Of my age group, I'm the only one who's never slowed down, disbanded, quit, or died. And I just keep going. I don't have any health problems. I don't have any systemic problems whatsoever. And I'm able to do what I do and get in a truck or get in a car, get in a bus, and go wherever I need to go and do whatever I need to do. And I can change a truck tire alongside the road by myself. I don't have any infirmities of any kind. And this is, seriously, you're laughing at me, but I'm serious. I don't have any problems.
I'm laughing joyfully.
Well, I'm glad.
That was a laugh in a wonderful, wonderful way. Not at all in any way thinking, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Not at all. I just think about you going from being just a little bitty kid, you know, working so hard growing up, and then carving out this beautiful career that you love so much. And the real beauty of it is you have millions of fans that love to hear you sing. So well, there's always something to move forward for.
The whole deal is we've already gone over how I grew up and how hard my dad worked, and I worked the same way. I went out in the cornfields with a hoe and a file, hoeing corn on 3/4 mile rows to hoe the weeds out of the corn. That's hard work, but I didn't think anything of it because that's the way we grew up. My dad was very, very ambitious, hard worker. He wasn't a slave driver at all. He just set the example, and we followed him. We learned to work. I say we. We had two brothers and two sisters. We all grew up the same way. Not only did my dad and my mother teach us to work, they taught us to like to work. And that's a big difference from a lot of people who work because they have to and don't like it and hate every minute of it. We like to work. And all five of us became workaholics. We did our job. You give us something to do and you consider it done. And so we just grew up that way, and we're still that way. I've lost one of my sisters, but I still have one sister and two brothers, and we're all workaholics. We don't quit.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a good way to be and a great example for the rest of us as well. You have been honored by the great state of Missouri. It's where you call home these days, and we want to congratulate you as well for more than 60 years in the music business and for a great spirit that is as contagious as the Auctioneer's song.
Well, they're very nice to me. We were down there last week. I think it was, I don't know what date it was. And they had a proclamation and resolution in both the House of Representatives in Jefferson City and in the Senate, and they really nice deal to commemorate the fact that we've survived 60 years in this business and still going full throttle. It was really, really a nice day. We took our grandson down there with us, and he had a great day going in and out of the various offices and sitting in the governor's chair with the governor there. So it was a very special day for all of us, and we had a great time.
That's great news. And, you know, I have to tell you, Leroy, we're still playing your music here, Wooden Heart, Walk On By, the Auctioneer's Song. Thank you for joining me for the Classic Cafe here on KIIC.
Well, thank you so much for letting me be a part of it, and thank you for what you're doing with music up there. And call us anytime.